AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Donald Trump says the lack of enforcement of immigration laws threatens minorities in the workforce.
Every time an African-American citizen or a Hispanic citizen or any citizen loses their job to an illegal immigrant, the rights of that American citizen have been totally violated.
The Republican presidential nominee was at a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa. Hillary Clinton received her first national security briefing as the Democratic presidential nominee. Meanwhile, in Pembroke Pines, Florida, her running mate, Senator Tim Kaine, said Clinton increases her advantage in states like Virginia and Colorado. Florida is again emerging as a key battleground.
Not only massive on the electoral vote side, but also because it is so close, it's a place where we're going to spend a lot of time.
President Obama says Congress should act on funding the fight against Zika.
In February, more than 6 months ago, I asked Congress for the emergency resources that public health experts say we need to combat Zika. That includes things like mosquito control, tracking the spread of the virus, accelerating new diagnostic tests and vaccines, and monitoring women and babies with the virus.
He spoke in his weekly address. In the Republican address, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says Democrats are dragging their feet on fixes for the country's health care law.
But helping Americans struggling to buy private health insurance is something we ought to do immediately. In order to avoid a near collapse of our nation's health insurance market, we need a Republican Congress next year.
In baseball, one interleague game today. Oakland will be playing at St. Louis. This is AP Radio News. Live pot plants are on display at the Oregon State Fair. Donald Morris is head of the Oregon Cannabis Business Council.
Live cannabis plants are being exhibited, and we're told by the people at the State Fair that this is the first time that's been done in the nation's history.
Fairgoer Kristen Lambright says cannabis is going mainstream.
A lot of people need more education. They just see marijuana as a drug and just kind of need to see it for what it is. It's medicine.
Fair spokesman Dan Cox says more and more people are thinking of cannabis as a crop like any other.
I think it only makes sense that the state fair would become part of the bigger process that was put into motion by Oregon voters and has been then embraced from a management point of view by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and also by the Oregon legislature, which increasingly regards cannabis as a commodity agricultural product.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.